This is a large oil painting called Separated But Not Divorced by Canterbury-born artist Thomas Sidney Cooper. It is a detailed, realistic portrait of a prize shorthorn bull standing in a rural landscape under a stormy sky. The painting is over 2 metres tall and 2.5 wide and was made in 1874. Famed for his paintings of cattle, the Beanies collection of Cooper's work is of national importance. The painting, 3/4 life-size, was the largest portrait of a single animal that Cooper ever painted. It's known affectionately as Charlie the Bull. Charlie belonged to the Liverpool picture collector Henry Blundell and had been sketched by Cooper on a visit to Blundell's estate. The heavy, brown and white bull stands in the foreground, his bulky figure dominating the image. He faces us, but his body is angled slightly so that his right side is predominantly showing. His head is lifted and his right eye gazes directly out at us with a wild glare. His coat is a glossy chestnut brown with blotches of creamy white. His powerful body ripples with muscles and sinew. He stands poised for movement, his front left leg leading. The bull's face is sleek and brown, with a broad white stripe running from his forehead to his pink muzzle. He has brown and white curls on top of his head, between 2 short curling horns. His dewlap stands prominently from the front of his neck, and his tail hangs down between his back legs. There is pale, muddy ground underfoot, and a discarded white clay pipe in the foreground near the bull. The ground is waterlogged in places, and there's a patch of scrubby dark green vegetation to the right of the animal. Here there are also several long silvery twigs, 2 of which are sticking up out of the ground. Behind the bull, in the distance on the left, is an inlet of water, and beyond this a herd of sleepy brown and white cows. Some of the cows are sitting close to the water's edge. Beyond this, there are soft, silvery hills in the distance. The lowering sky is predominantly dark with storm clouds, except for a patch of bright blue breaking through in the top left of the painting above the distant herd. The painting contains humorous touches, such as the discarded pipe on the ground, still smoking, suggesting a recent man-to-bull chat. And its title, Separated But Not Divorced, may refer to the bull being separated by the inlet of water from the cows in the background. Originally exhibited at the Royal Academy in 1874, Cooper's bull attracted crowds of admirers but didn't find a buyer. Unsurprised, Cooper said, "I did not think it likely on account of its size, so I was not disappointed." The painting returned to Cooper's house, Vernon Holm, at Harbledown near Canterbury, to hang in the staircase. To fit into the gallery, the painting's equally huge frame had to be cut into 2. Cooper was born in 1803 and attended the Royal Academy from 1824. He exhibited there for 69 years and was one of Queen Victoria's favourite animal painters, commissioned to paint her own bull, Buffy. In 1865, he bought and developed his birthplace and adjacent houses in Canterbury into the Sidney Cooper Gallery of Art to provide a place of encouragement and training to the young people of the city.